I speak to you in the name of the risen Christ. Alleluia. Amen. Two weeks ago, on Friday night, our great hall was alight with the beauty of red and white checkered tablecloths, gorgeous flowers, and artful mood lighting. The delicious smell of Canadian-themed foods wafted through the air. Animated, friendly, and at times riotous, conversation and laughter filled the room. Then the strains of maritime, Quebecois, and Ottawa Valley piano, accordion, and fiddle music began. Astounded looks lit up the faces of the North American cathedral deans. And despite one of my American colleagues saying that they are more uptight than us Canadians, it did not take long until the kitchen party rhythms were clapped and tapped and jigged and danced with great gusto and delight. Some would say that we were just letting loose. But there was more going on than just a good party. In today's reading from Acts, we hear about Peter being in Caesarea along with some believers. Cornelius, a centurion, a devout man, and a Gentile, who gives alms generously to the people and prays constantly to God, is visited by an angel. The angel tells him to find and welcome Peter, so that they can all listen to what God has commanded Peter to say. Although unlawful for Peter to associate with a Gentile, he understands that God does not want him to judge others as profane or unclean. So Peter hears Cornelius' story and in turn tells the story of Jesus Christ, teaching about his life and witnessing to his life-giving power. While Peter is still speaking, the Holy Spirit falls upon all who are listening, believers and non-believers alike, astounding them and making them equals. Some would say that they lost their perspective. But there was more going on than just good instruction. When we experience the Holy Spirit in community, it is astounding. And being astounded has a very particular energy to it, for it is a mix of belief and unbelief. It bonds us with one another. It opens our hearts and minds to potential and possibility. It makes room for us to keep growing in ways and directions otherwise not dreamed of. It helps us to be expansive and generous, which addresses our deepest longing, which is to belong. Being welcomed with warmth and respect, being offered generous hospitality, and being accepted for who we are, these are the gifts that help us belong. These are the gifts that we are to hold and to hone and to offer those of belief and unbelief who encounter our community of faith. If we forget this, then we risk becoming a place that only affirms us and stops this being a place that praises God. But when we name, proclaim, witness to, acknowledge, and praise God, what happens is astounding. As we get a taste of that joy of which John writes in the Gospel. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Some would say that this is enough, but there is even more going on for us. That night, 2 weeks ago, during a much-needed break from dancing, I sat at one of the tables with just a huge smile on my face, ear-to-ear grin. At my first Dean's Conference, I recognized a new kind of relationship in my life. It was as though I had finally found my tribe. Those with whom I shared a bond before I even knew them. People walking a similar path to mine. Individuals with whom I could unreservedly be myself. In other words, not just colleagues, but friends. So when I was asked on that Friday night about my smile, if I was simply happy because everything was going so very well, I told them that I was experiencing a moment of complete and utter joy. Because, you see, for me, in my life, when a friend I love, respect, and enjoy meets another friend of mine whom I love and respect and enjoy, and they become friends, there is nothing better that could happen. I love to sit back and watch them interact and grow a new relationship. Seeing my Dean friends completely relax into the arms of our cathedral, the place and the people to whom I belong, where I can be totally myself. For them to enjoy being here as much as we enjoyed having them. And for me to witness this meeting place was astounding. The Spirit inspired all that hard work that brought us to that moment, when God's joy found completeness and relationship was transformed into friendship. When we share personal stories, listen to deep truths, speak of burdens, learn of one another's context, cry, laugh, and worship together, we live into the gospel. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. There is much more going on in our faith than meets the eye. Let us be astounded and use that energy to be open to new possibility. Let us watch for joy in our midst and live into its completeness. Let us experience being Jesus's friends and offer that love and friendship to all whom we meet. Alleluia. Amen. Amen.